Good morning, Grinders. Welcome back to the Weekend Grind. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here with my co-host, Josh Sergiant. How's it going today, Josh?
Everything's good here, Travis. You know, enjoying the weekend. We had some fun on the grind last night. We got a lot of Twitter engagements, which is cool. A lot of you guys reached out. We had some fun. You know, it was a fun night. There were some good games. We had some shenanigans with the early DraftKings slate. There was some shenanigans that went on there, which was kind of frustrating because I put a lot of research into that early slate and got up early to do it. You know, I don't usually get up early on the weekends. You can ask my girlfriend; she'll tell you. She's waking me up around 1-2 o'clock sometimes on a Saturday if I don't have anything to do till later on. So, but yeah, you know, it is what it is. We moved on to the late slate, and the night slate was pretty cool. There's a lot that went on, a lot of good games. So, and I did well. You know, I made a little bit of a profit, so that was good. It's always a good thing. How about you, Travis? How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, good. We, you know, we're doing this at 3:55 a.m. We have like an hour and a half until lock, so let's get our early slate DraftKings lineups in. Or actually, no, it was a 4:30, right? So lock is coming up here in a couple of minutes. We got to get ready for that lock.
we got 35 minutes, man. We got to make sure we get it done.
Yeah, something like that. We got to get lock in. But anyways, good. Good night. Perdomo did not work out, but that's, you know, that's okay. You know, that's what happens sometimes in tournaments. So, you know, nothing we can do, but I think we hit on some of the hitters pretty well and, you know, just ready to get after this slate, which I don't really love at the moment.
Yeah. You know, I'm not too thrilled about this slate either. Looking at this, it's just, I'm having trouble. There's some weather concerns, which is never a fun thing because it definitely cuts down some of your research. And I always seem to like guys that have weather concerns, like guys in games that have weather. So we're going to have to pay attention to that. Make sure you check the updates on the RotoGrinders weather page throughout the day as you go and you're doing your research. This way you don't roster any guys in a dead game. But, yeah, just not a whole lot to love. But we can find stuff to like. And you know, if you want to take the Sunday off, you could do that. If you want to play, which we'll probably end up doing, because you know, no days off for grinders. No, but yeah, we'll have some fun with it. We'll do the best we can to break it down. We'll have some fun. I'm probably going to scale back some of my entries here. How about you, Travis? Looking at the slate right now, do you think that you'll be scaling back from your norm here?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll definitely scale back. Definitely only play FanDuel. I was like about to fire up the DraftKings ones. I was like, eh, I don't know if I'll do that. Unless if we come across, you know, a pitcher I can feel comfortable with to pair with my favorite pitcher, maybe I got to play around with it a little more. But yeah, it feels like a slate where I'm just going to stay on one site. Also not kind of feeling a little under the weather, so don't really want to go after it too hard tomorrow. So yeah, that's just about it. Let's get started with the slate, though. We got a 10-game early slate. Before you do that, give us a follow on Twitter. Mine is at Travis Mangone. It's TravisMangone. And then give a follow to Josh at Real Joshua Giant. Give us a follow over there. And, you know, we love engaging with you guys and talking with you. Someone actually sent me a screenshot. They won the Chicago qualifier. Had Robbie Ray, who, you know, we talked about was the top pitcher on the slate overall. I obviously pivoted to Perdomo like a moron. He was smart enough to stay on Ray. And then he did the Orioles stack, which we, you know, we talked about. We liked going Orioles, you know, that you loved your Machado and those righties. And he had the White Sox, though, man. He got really contrarian with that. So that was awesome. Awesome to see. So love engaging with you guys, you know, on Twitter and whatnot. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. But you ready to get started, Josh?
Yeah, I'm ready to rock. You know, we'll do the best we can here with the games we got. And let's have some fun, man.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so let's look at the pitchers on this slate, 10-game slate. Gosh, you know, we have some pretty, you know, notable names. We have a Chris Archer, a Steven Strasburg, Jake Arrieta, and a Danny Salazar. What's your thoughts? I think these are like four guys that are very well-known names in the industry, guys that people are going to look to roster. Who do you like? Rank them for me, I guess. Go through each one for me and give me your thoughts.
Well, I like Archer the most here. I think that this is probably going to be the most, you know, chalky option here out of the pitchers on the slate, and with good reason, because as you look at these names, you know, you're not going to feel too comfortable with any of these guys. And Archer throwing at Tropicana, you know, at home, where, you know, this season he's had pretty solid splits at home. It is a pitcher's park, so he has the advantage there. And, you know, while the Yankees' offense is pretty potent, when they face better pitchers with elite numbers like Archer, they do tend to even out a little bit. And they do strike out a lot, too. They're in the top 10 in the league at striking out this season. So, you know, while I'm a big Yankee fan, I'm probably going to have to end up rostering some Archer here. Another guy you mentioned was Danny Salazar. I'd probably rank him second here out of the group. You know, the Astros, while they do hit well, they do strike out at a higher clip, too. And I think that he could find his way to some strikeouts. I'm not scared of these Astros bats enough to where I would stay away from Salazar. You know, that Houston ballpark, it does give a slight advantage to hitters. You know, it is a hitter's park, but you know, we're here to get some strikeouts, and I think that Salazar can do so. I think he's priced pretty appropriately, and I think that even if he does give up a couple of long balls, I think he'll balance it off by striking out a bunch of hitters. And if he does that, he'll end up taking care of what he needs to do for that price tag. Who was the third guy you mentioned, Travis?
Yeah, we have Strasburg and Jake Arrieta as options.
Yeah, Strasburg has weather concerns here in Atlanta.
I think he'll get it in though, it looks like. They said it looks like it's like just gonna rain until about 3 and then it'll clear. So this might be one of those where like they don't even start on time.
Long delay, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it, I mean, I'm not a weatherman and don't play one on TV, but I don't know. That's what it's looking like on this little chart that I'm staring at. So don't hold me to it. Check out Kevin Roth tomorrow.
Yeah, the matchup's good against the Braves, so I'll definitely have interest here. I feel like if I'm going to be paying that price tag, I'd rather take the cap savings with Archer here against the Yankees. So if I'm going to rank the three there, I'd go Archer, Salazar, and then Strasburg. Arrieta, his price is just still really high, you know, even though he hasn't been throwing like the Arrieta that we know. So I'm still taking the, you know, you got to show me for to believe kind of approach here with Arrieta. You know, if he could string together a couple of good games, you know, then I could go back to feeling comfortable rostering him. But if I have an option to pay up for, it's going to be Archer. So how about you, Travis?
Yeah, Archer's probably the guy, I'd say. You know, he just seems like the strikeouts are gonna be like, don't get me wrong, the Yankees offense has been good this season, but like, I mean, I expect it to regress a little bit. I don't think it's gonna be this good all season long, so I think we have that at least in our favor. It's a really good ballpark for Archer. It's a ballpark downgrade for those Yankees hitters, which is great. So Archer's a guy, he's the guy for me. We'll have him in my cash games, I'm pretty sure, on the slate. Danny Salazar, I don't know. Like, I don't really want to go there just because Houston doesn't really strike out a ton.
They do.
Man,
they do. They strike out.
Not this year. Not this year.
No. I mean, this year their strikeout numbers are low, but if you look at the trend of the last three games, they've been striking out a 27% clip in the last three games. So something's going on there.
Yeah, it's like three games. That sample. I don't know. Depends who the pitchers are. I'd have to see. Could have been weird lines. I don't know. But I don't like attacking Houston. Like, I'm just not. It's not something I've done it before, and it's kind of just, it doesn't seem like it's really going to be a profitable long-term strategy throughout the year. But I know it's like we go slate by slate. I can see going Salazar maybe as the number two, but I'm not happy about it. I don't love it. I think Archer is clearly above everyone else on the slate. I think the K's are easily going to be there. I know Gary Sanchez was dealing with a neck injury too, and I know he's played yesterday, so he's fine, but he's been dealing with one, so there's a chance he maybe gets like a Sunday sit, even though he sat on like Friday, which was random. But you know, if he's out of lineup, that's always helpful too. But yeah, I don't know. Like, for me, it's like Archer's definitely my one. Like, Strasburg and Salazar are going to be like sitting there at the two spot, but a really distant two spot. And I don't know which one I'd want to go. So like, Strasburg is a guy that like I like the roster, but Atlanta's not a team I love to target against. But they have no Freddie Freeman, so that's definitely beneficial. I just don't know if Strasburg's a way I'm going to go on the slate. I know Cheese is Good was talking about this week that Strasburg's been pitching to contact a lot more, which I was like, kind of was like, oh, that's interesting. I didn't really know that. And, you know, he does tons of great premium stuff for us with his Million Dollar Musings. And, you know, it's good information you can pull from there.
Yeah, it's a great pieces by Cheese there. Just want to, good plug there. I don't want to throw that out. If you don't have the incentives package, you should definitely look into it just for Cheese's breakdowns. The guy goes so in depth, man. It's great content. Always a great read. One of my first stops to go when I start my research, and the content gets posted throughout the day. So definitely check out his articles. But yeah, go ahead, Travis.
Yeah, agreed. Which is one of those things when I saw, I was like, I didn't know that. So it was kind of like an alarming thing. Kind of took me more off him the last game. And even like then there was reverse line movements. So that was more that helped to get me off him. But yeah, so I don't really know. It's something I want to like be watching, and I'm like a little weary on. But again, this slate, there's not a ton of pitching, so I don't mind it. I still think there's upside there. But it's not the best spot. And then, so it's like him and Salazar sitting there, but Archer's my guy. I might even just go like pretty heavy on him and just be overweight to the field, because I feel like that might be the right call. And then Jake Arrieta, yeah, the wind's like blowing out a ton. It looks like, I think it's blowing out like 17 miles an hour. It's like 17. One of those Chicago wind games.
Yeah, 17. Yeah, like out to right field.
Yeah, it's just not, I don't think it's worth it. But yeah, because like routine fly ball could just be gone. Like, I'm just going to pass on it. I'm not going to worry about it. And Jake Arrieta, I am kind of in the camp of prove it to me. But again, I also want to be ahead of the curve on some things so I can be profitable off it. So yeah, I don't know. I don't think this is the right spot for Arrieta. It's the right slate where we could, where we want to pull it off, but the wind, man. I wish it was like there was like no wind, or if wind was blowing in, he'd probably get more popular. But I don't know. Maybe look at the Vegas stuff and see if that maybe changes my opinion. But like I said, with the wind blowing out, I'm sure it won't. I'm sure it'll be a high total, and I won't really have a ton of interest in Arrieta. But
And those Milwaukee hitters are really nothing to be too afraid of either. You know, they have some good hitters in the top portion of the lineup, but as you go down, it just kind of dies out. So. But yeah, that's like, you know, you got Sogard, Dames, Villar, and Shaw, right? And then it just kind of drops off after that. I mean, Domingo Santana hit, but then, you know, where are you going after that? So I'm not really, it's not me staying away because of the Brewers. I'm kind of on board with you where it's like the park factor and, you know, and just, you know, Arrieta just not being where he has been in the past, and the price tag is just super inflated. So there's better options. Archer is the guy, in my opinion, as well.
Yeah. So, I guess, yeah, that's kind of it for me, the way I'm probably playing pitcher towards the top. How about the mid tier though? Yeah, it's definitely not strong, Josh, but, is there anything in the mid tier you can talk me into? I don't love it. I'm sure the listeners are struggling a little bit with it. What's your thoughts on the mid tier?
I know that you're gonna disagree with me here, because I know that you love avoiding these San Francisco bats because they don't strike out at a high clip. I really like Wainwright here. Not particularly, like, if there was other options that were better in the mid tier, I probably wouldn't be going here. But we have to work with what we have on the slate, and I have to pick a second pitcher in my DraftKings lineups. If I'm gonna do that, I'm probably gonna go to Adam Wainwright. He's priced very appropriately here. You know, 7.1K is a great price tag for him. Vegas has him as a nice solid favorite here. San Francisco projected run total under 4 runs. He's throwing at home in Busch Stadium, which we know is an extreme pitcher's park. It's very heavily favored to pitchers. They have a nice advantage here. So I think that, you know, if we're going to go in that mid-tier range, and we have to, like, on DraftKings, I think that Wainwright would be the guy that I'm going to lean on in my cash games. Outside of that, there's really – I know that we were talking about Phil Hughes a little bit earlier. He's not in a terrible spot against the Royals, but they don't strike out a ton. So, you know, you're kind of going there for efficiency, pretty much hoping that Hughes gets through a few innings, maybe picks up a few Ks, and, you know, you know you're not going to get a lot of upside out of him, but if he could – if he could pay off his cheap price tag, then I guess, you know, it makes sense to go that way. But I'm not liking Hughes there as much. I mean, I guess you could look at Estrada, but, you know, it's tough because those Baltimore bats, we know that they could hit really well. They do strike out, though, so, I mean, there's definitely some room for upside there. And you know, the downside is the park, you know, playing in Baltimore. It's a hitter's park there. And, you know, Estrada's not exactly the most strikeout upside type of guy here, but we have to look at a second option. And I think that I wouldn't fault you for going to Estrada, but I'm definitely not going to try to like sell you onto him. Maybe Jesse Chavez here against the Mets. Those lefties who I really love, they scored 7 runs. The Mets just left a ton of runners on base. They should have scored like 15 runs tonight. The opportunities they had.
That was ridiculous. Yeah. Sorry.
I know. I had a lot of Mets too, and I still ended up cashing, which was good. But if they're going to leave hitters, if they're going to leave runners on base like that, you know, Chavez is a much better pitcher than Myers here. So I think that if you're looking for, you know, for a second guy, you could give a look to Chavez here against the Mets. But again, don't love the play, but we have to work with what we got. Just looking around here, I mean, it's ugly, man. I mean, Musgrove is pretty solid, but those Indian bats could hit, and he's going against Salazar here. They're actually favored the Astros in this matchup, so that's something to keep in mind that maybe he could like just squeeze by and get a win. But overall, my favorite mid-range play here is going to be Adam Wainwright. What are you looking at here, Travis?
Oh, not a lot. I guess question though, is it Jason Hamill or Phil Hughes? I'm looking at the RotoGrinders page, and we have Hamill versus Hughes, and then you look at the I think the pitchers got moved, so we'll have to update that over there. We have I think on DraftKings it's showing we have Ian Kennedy and Adalberto Mejia. So I actually kind of have a little interest in Ian Kennedy if he's on the slate. It's like someone else we can maybe go to for 8.7K on DraftKings. I don't hate that. I think he's an option.
Yeah,
we can look at.
Yeah, if Kennedy's throwing, I'll have interest there.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I was looking at the RotoGrinders trade. I just must have overlooked that. So we'll update that for sure. I think Ian Kennedy against the Twins is interesting. I don't love it, but I think it's a route that we could go to on the slate. It's not great. Kennedy's the guy I think I'm going to lean on a little more now. I want to love Aaron Nola, but
the weather.
This is first. Yeah, weather. First start back from the DL on top of that. Like, I'm not a huge fan of that. I get the idea of going to Jesse Chavez. I'm a fan of that. The Mets lefties, though, that's the only issue. There's just a ton of lefties they're going to throw at him, so I don't see a ton of upside there. That's the only problem with that. Like, if they had tons of righties, I could see it, but it doesn't seem like it's the right spot to go Jesse Chavez.
He's just getting a ton of ground balls. You know, that's the main thing. But, yeah.
Yeah, with the ground balls, I get it, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like a place I'm going to go. I think I'd rather just go Wade Miley. One thing that's good for Miley and Estrada is they have a really good umpire on this slate. Like, they have this guy, Ron Capula, and you can check it out on the umpire factors on RotoGrinders, but Ron gives up a lot of strikeouts and whatnot. He's a good umpire for pitchers. So, having Ron behind the plate is going to be super beneficial for me. And I'm like, there's not like looking at all the umpires. There's not a lot that jumps off the page that I like. There's not like any, like all the rest of them are not looking like great options like this one is. And you know what, if there's a bigger zone, I'm going to try and capitalize off it. So I think Miley's the guy I would end up leaning on. If I had to pick one pitcher here, like if you're telling me out of those four that we talked about, you have to take another one. I think Miley is my SP2, but man, it's tough. I'm not going to attack Wainwright. The Giants just don't strike out a ton, but I don't know. If you're a Wainwright believer, go right ahead, but I'm not going to touch him. Unless I read some article that says like Adam Wainwright's back and it has all these facts for why he's back. And I don't know if I can dig into the numbers and find something, but I don't know. It's somewhere I'm not going to go. And we just have a bunch of guys down here that I'm not a huge fan of. I think Chase Anderson, if wind was blown in, he'd be really interesting because he's actually been really good against the Cubs in his career, oddly enough. So I wouldn't sleep on him. completely, but man, like I said, the wind blowing out is just like, it's, they're going to have like a six or higher total. So it's stupid to play him. So sorry for talking about that, but I think it's just interesting how well Chase Anderson has done against the Cubs in his career. So far, it's definitely one of those outlaw, like, you know, outlier type things I've seen. And I'm just like, wow, it's pretty amazing. But yeah, this is gross. It's not great. But out of those four guys we were talking about, Strasburg, Archer, and, you know, Arrieta, and Salazar, for the rest, for me, it's Wade Miley. I'm just going to go with him. I guess an honorable mention could be Joe Musgrove, because he can show a little upside at times, but Indians aren't really an offense I love to target, but he's a guy that can flash some upside. I just don't love the price tag a ton for 8.2K on DraftKings. FanDuel, I probably have a little more interest in him. He's 7.4K, so that might rather go to him over there instead. Josh, what about you?
Are you saying I'm Wayne wrong, Travis? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that's a horrible, horrible joke. But yeah, man. Like, actually, a funny note. So, like, last start, like, you were kind of on Wainwright, and I think he played pretty well on the weekend, right? Like, it was the Cubs one. Yeah, he had, like, a pretty good game. And someone tweeted at me, and they were like, I'm on Wainwright with you, and, like, didn't tag you in the tweet, and just me. And I was like, and dude, it was like 5 minutes for a lock. And I was like, no, no, I'm not. No, do not put me on this guy. I don't want the blame for this. So,
sounds hauntingly familiar to my feelings about Perdomo yesterday.
Yeah.
He was like, who do I call for the Perdomo move? I tagged you.
Yeah.
I tagged you. I said, go complain to Travis. And then the Mets stack didn't work out. And he's like, who do I go to for the Mets stack? I was like, okay, you can yell at me for that. That's fine. But
yeah, yeah. But, yeah, gosh, yeah. I don't know.
You could have took credit for the Wainwright move that day. I wouldn't have been mad.
No, I didn't want any credit for that. I only want credit for stuff I'm on. So, yeah, but, yeah, Wayne Miley is my guy for me. How about you? Is yours Wainwright? No, I don't think it is. Who's your guy if you have to pick for your SP2 that's not one of the top tier guys?
Man, Wainwright is my guy. I'm serious. Okay. I'm not kidding around. I'm dead serious. Wainwright is the guy I'm going to go to my second pitcher tomorrow. Right now. If that changes, I'll tweet it out. But right now, I'm going Archer, Wainwright, and DraftKings in cash. So you're going to have to deal with that.
All right. Like I said, I'm probably not going to play a ton on DraftKings. What I might do is maybe dabble in that arcade mode. See what I can do over there with that. Just dabble in that for the day. Because I just don't want to play two pitchers really. But that's it for me. Anything else, Josh? You got any other pitchers you like here? You interested in a Kyle Freeland? Your boy CC Sabathia.
Oh, I love CC.
Anything?
I love CC, and the Rays just strike out so much, and it just, you can't play CC in this spot, and like, just because you're not going to get a ton of innings out of him, and his strikeouts are just so down. He's been pitching super efficient. I don't think that the Rays are going to go out tomorrow and just like hit CC around, and it's going to like have a day. Which is weird because we know that the Rays traditionally hit lefties really well, but they've been off to a real slow start, especially Longoria, who was like my lock and load all the time in the past against lefties. But, you know, it's a pitcher's park, so CC has that to his advantage, so the fly balls aren't going to hurt him. He has been giving up a high fly ball rate to lefties this season, to righties, I mean, this season. But those fly balls aren't going to leave the stadium if... I think he had a 15% home run to fly ball ratio this season, which is pretty high. But those fly balls probably won't make it over the fences in Tropicana. So I think that if he was priced cheaper, like if CC was like 5K, I might give the old Archer CC combo, you know, and just hope that the runs stay low in this game. But he's 7.6K on DraftKings. I'd rather just take the 500 cap savings, go to Wainwright. So with that, I don't think CC's really in play here, but I don't think that you should necessarily go out of your way to take hitters against him because he's probably going to have a pretty solid, efficient game. I don't think that it's going to be really that high of a scoring game. So, yeah. But Archer is the guy. I think that if we take away anything from this, especially if you're playing on a one-pitcher site like FanDuel, make sure you get Archer into your cash games because he's the guy you want to have tomorrow.
Yeah, I think after licking my Perdomo wounds a little bit, I think I'll be just going the Archer route for the most part of my tournaments. I just feel like he's going to play a pretty good game for sure. So I might even go pretty heavy on him and just try and be overweight to the field in tournaments and then dabble in some Wade Miley. But I think CC should get some mention just because of the Rays. They strike out a ton. So Rays are one of those offenses. They do strike out a lot, but they can also be deadly too at times. So they do have guys that can hit them up, some of those righties that they'll throw in there. So I don't know. I think it just depends if you're worth – if you think it's worth – the pitching's not the best, so it just depends if you're able to tolerate that type of risk with what the Rays can do. If the Rays are going to hit CC around, I think you're going to see it early. So you'll know early on how he's doing, because that Rays normally like load pretty early on. And but yeah, let's get out of pitcher, Josh. Let's head over to catcher. As usual, not our favorite position, but is there anything that's catching your eye today?
Not really. Catcher is kind of tough this slate. I'm not really crazy about any of these guys. Like the catchers I'd normally have interest in here, like Brian McCann, you know, at home against the righty, he's going against Salazar, so I'm not going to do that, you know. Gary Sanchez, you know, is going against Archer, so you can't go there. He might not even play because, like, as you said, he has that little injury thing going on, so we'll find out. Sal Perez might be the guy. I know that you hate going to Sal Perez, and I mention him in spots like this a lot, but I think Sal Perez might be in a good spot here. He's going against Mejia. Is that how you say his name? Adalberto Mejia?
So, yeah, Adalberto Mejia.
Adalberto Mejia. You know, the guy just gets crushed. Like, this is not – he's not a good pitcher. So, like, if you're going to – you know, if you're looking for a cheap, you know, just a cheap catcher, you know, he's not even that cheap, but like relatively speaking, on DraftKings, I believe he is 3.6K. Yeah, 3.6K. So, you know, he has home run upside. And if you're looking for a home run out of a catcher, you know, you're looking for a guy that you could, you know, spend a little bit of cap on and has some power, you know, some pop in his bat. That's usually what you and I both look for in catcher. I think Sal Perez is probably that guy today. I think that there could be a case to be made for a guy like Yadier Molina. I think that Molina is a guy that, you know, he usually hits around fifth in the order. Going against Matt Cain, who I know has been having like the season of his life as a veteran right now, because he's you know, we're used to seeing him get hit around. It hasn't been happening so much this season. But I think that Molina wouldn't be a terrible cash game play here. We're going to see some regression here out of Matt Cain sooner or later. If it happens tomorrow, then Molina is going to be in the mix for that. He'll put up some points. And lastly, I think the guy I'd be looking at here would be Wilson Contreras. If he starts, if not, if it's Miguel Montero, we could go Montero too. Both these guys have really solid WOBAs, ISO at home too. They both have a lot of pop in their bat. And we have that wind blowing out in Wrigley to center. So I think that either of these Chicago Cubs catchers will be in play. They're both priced pretty cheap, 3.6 for Contreras, and Montero is probably pretty cheap too. Let's see real quick. He is 3.2 on DraftKings. So if Montero is in the lineup tomorrow at 3.2, I know that Chase Anderson's a good ground ball pitcher, but with that wind blowing out and him playing in Wrigley, you got some upside there. He's got some pop in his bat, hits the ball well, so I think Montero would be an excellent option if he's in the lineup. So that's where I'd be looking at catcher. How about you, Travis?
Yeah, catcher don't love, but just something to note, Gary Sanchez, he's FanDuel says he's to be determined with a face. He experienced some pain in his face after a foul ball struck his mask. So
anything with the face. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, the moneymaker had some issues with his face. So he's probably not going to play, I'm guessing. I don't know. Who knows? But if he's out, like, man, Kedra gets even grosser. Cause,
well, he's wearing a mask. I mean, he's got a mask on his face. That should help.
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, I'm not saying I'll roster Gary Sanchez anyways against Archer, but he's always a guy you look at catcher because you're like, man, this spot's not that great. I'm going to have some interest in Buster Posey if I have the salary. The problem is I never really have the salary for him, and against Wainwright, I'll have interest in him, but I probably won't have the salary. That's going to be the issue. I don't mind a Wellington Castillo, too. Again, he's kind of pricey, but I kind of like him. He's, like, really crushing the ball right now. And, I mean, Marco Estrada is more of a fly ball guy. And, I mean, dude, he's just Since Wellington Castillo's been back, I mean, the game logs, man, 25.4, 12.5, 47.4, 20.7. He's just on a tear right now. So I've kind of missed the boat, but maybe I'll try and jump back on this slate. But definitely have to have interest in a guy who's hitting the ball pretty well right now.
And he's also nicknamed the Beef.
He's what?
He's nicknamed the Beef.
Yeah, yeah.
You get some beef in your lives, man. Yeah. Beef it up.
Yeah, that's always a plus there. When he hits a home run, you can go beef.
Beef. Yep.
Other than that, Salvador Perez, I don't mind him a ton. Phil Hughes is probably going to give up a home run or two, and Sal Perez is a good guy that could be it. Or not Phil Hughes. Sorry, Phil Hughes isn't on the slate. Salvador Mejia. Yeah, he's not even that good. I pulled up his fan.
He's terrible.
So like he's so bad. 5.5 series. Yeah, he's not good. So, yeah, he's not that good. I pulled up when you were talking to catcher again. I was like, let me just make sure. And I was like, yeah, he is
bad. Yeah, he gives up bad numbers to righties, to lefties, to everybody. And he gives up a lot of hard contact, too. So Sal Perez is a guy that, if he makes some hard contact, he can send it over the fence. We know he can hit some home runs, so.
Yeah, I don't mind him as a tournament option. I think I'm going to lean towards, I'm just going to go to the Cubs game. I want to look at Montero. I'm guessing he'll be in against Shane Sanderson. Kind of makes sense. Contreras is a good option to go to, too. And I'll have some interest as well in Jet Bandy, man. The Bandy man can. He's been crushing the ball this year.
Oh, against Arrieta? Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, the wind's blowing out, and I'm pretty sure Bandy hits sinkers pretty well. I'm pretty sure off the top of my head.
You're right. He does.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does. So, I mean, Arrieta throws a ton of sinkers. It makes some sense. So, I definitely think I'm going to go. When I try and get my exposure, I'm going to try my best to go to that game and try and get it there, or just fill it with the stack. Also, if you're stacking against CC Sabathia, which I don't mind, I think guy who smashes lefties is Derek Norris. So he'll probably be batting low in the order. Or by low in the order, I mean towards the end of the order. He'll just probably be 7, 8, or 9. That guy could be a low-owned guy that hits a home run against CC Sabathia. He has hit lefties very well in his career, so I think Derek Norris is a good contrarian tournament option that you could go to at catcher. But
I want to tread lightly. I want to tread lightly on those Tampa bats just because, Tropicana is a tough field to score runs.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm having, we'll get to it. There's one bat I'm going to like a lot, but
if it's Evan Longoria, if you're looking for that positive regression, we'll have a conversation about that, but continue.
Yeah, so, that's it for me, though, catcher. You want to move over to first base? You all set?
Yeah, well, just to clarify, we both agreed that the Cubs catcher is probably going to be the way to go, whether it be Contreras or Montero. You agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably the route I'll end up going in cash games. I'll go one of them. But again, it's one of those things where it might be one of those slates, and I'm guessing it's going to be one of those slates where it's like, how many Cubs are too many Cubs? I might be restricted. On DraftKings, it's a little easier because you get 5, but on FanDuel, when you only get 4, it's like, then I got to start picking and choosing. So we'll see. We'll see, but I like them a lot. The Cubs catchers are probably going to get a lot of ownership too as well, but for good reason. Let's go over to first base. Josh, who's your favorite option at first?
First base. Ricky Weeks is pretty cheap, and he hits lefties really well. He'll probably bat in fourth or fifth in the order, so I think I'm going to have a lot of interest there. He's 2.8K on DraftKings, dirt cheap. And helps you get some cap relief for getting Archer into your lineup here.
So, is he outfield eligible on DraftKings?
No, he's just first base eligible, which kind of limits you, which kind of sucks.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
You let off first base with Ricky Weeks, though, Josh. You got me a little down. Loaded first base normally is, but you're right. It is a good salary saver.
Yeah, they also took away Matt Holliday's outfield eligibility, which,
He won't get rostered much then.
Yeah, so it takes away his ownership a little bit. Not that they're really going to be playing him against Archer to begin with on the slate, but just in general though, for future reference, because he's good to play against lefties normally. I know you like Miley. I think Justin Smoke is in play again here, though. I'm going to keep riding my free smoke train. I'll definitely have a couple of smoke lineups out there, a couple of smoke stack lineups out there. Miley can get hit hard. I know that he's had a good season so far, but. I'm not gonna I'm not going to say that a Blue Jay stack wouldn't be a nice contrarian way to go here. I think that they would be. I think that'd be a nice contrarian stack to go with. And if you're going to do that, you know, make sure you get some smoke in that Toronto stack. Outside of that, man, it's a tough. You know, you could pay up for guys like Encarnacion and Santana, but I'm just not too crazy about them against Musgrove because Musgrove does have good stuff, and I think that he's going to keep the runs, you know, decently low here. They are in a hitter's park, which helps a little bit, but I'm not going to be going Santana or Encarnacion unless Santana, too, another guy that took away his eligibility only first base. So it's really tough on DraftKings just because there's so many like lineups here with multiple first base. And it's interesting, they have Posey eligible at first base and catcher, but they took away, like, you know, the eligibility everywhere else, it looks like. Rizzo. I'll have interest in Rizzo here against Chase Anderson. His price tag is
now we got the Rizzo. We eventually got to him, Josh. I was waiting for Rizzo. He's like the top option on this slate.
I saved I saved the best for last. What do you want me to do? I saved the best for last.
Okay, I thought your DraftKings site had no like top end first baseman. I was wondering what was going on over there.
Well, yeah, okay. So Rizzo is the top guy. Like, if I didn't have to worry about cap, I wouldn't be talking about guys like Weeks if there's no salary cap. But I think that Rizzo is going to be the top option here, and it'll be a nice correlation play to the Cubs catcher, whoever you end up playing over there. So if I went like, say, Montero's batting like sixth or seventh, you know, and you got you could handcuff him to Rizzo there, and you know, make something work out of that. But I also want to just give an honorable mention to Albert Pujols here against Tommy Malone against the Mets tomorrow. I think that he's in play. He's got a lot of pop in his bat. He's always hit lefties well, and it's another spot for him to continue to do so. So Pujols under 4K on DraftKings at 3.8. I think that he's someone you could look at. But, Rizzo would be my top play. I'd probably go Rizzo if I was going to pay up. If I'm going to go to a mid-tier option, I'll go to Pujols, and if I'm going for value at first base on DraftKings, I'll go to Ricky Weeks for 2.8K. How about you,
Josh? Josh, you can't play Pujols because he's unavailable today.
He's unavailable.
He's not. Yeah. He's got a hamstring going on. The FanDuel thing says he's like will remain unavailable for Sunday's game, and I was assuming he wouldn't play. So
I know. But I thought he was going to come back. All right. Well, they kept downplaying what was going on. So I guess it's more serious than I thought. But okay, so scratch Pujols. We will go. If I'm paying up, I'll go Rizzo. If I'm going for a mid tier option, I will go with my boy Free Smoke. And if we're going to go down to value, I'll go down to Ricky Weeks. There you go.
All right. I'll touch on Rizzo. Clearly the best cash option. I'll probably have him in a ton of my lineups. It'll be pretty chalky. I also like going Chris Davis. I'll try and ride him against, he's hitting the ball well and against fly ball pitcher like Estrada. I like going to him. I don't mind going to Mark Reynolds against Bronson Arroyo. Bronson Arroyo is not good. So, I don't mind. Don't mind at all going him in a tournament. He's more of a tournament option for me. I really like Matt Carpenter a lot. The BVP truthers will like this. A little 7-for-13. No, not a ton of power against him. Not like home runs or anything like that that I'm seeing. He's got 5 RBIs, you know. But I think he's, you know, I always like him against not so great righties, and Matt Cain is one of them. So Matt Carpenter's a guy I like a ton on this slate. Could have some interest in Encarnacion against Musgrove. Like those Cleveland first basemen, I think, will be decent options. Don't know if I'll definitely go there, but I'll definitely have them on my list. They might be on the outside looking in, though. I think Lucas Duda, you go back to the well on him. He hit a ball to the fence, and he's been hitting it well. He hit a ball to the fence last night and, against Jesse Chavez. I think it's a good matchup for him. So, site-specific FanDuel for 2.4K. I really like that cheap price tag. So, Rizzo is probably the top first baseman for me. I'll follow it up with, good old Matt Carpenter, and then, I'll go with Lucas Duda for my cheap option. But yeah, those are kind of mainly the guys I'm going to be looking at. Don't love first baseman a ton today. I think there's a lot of good guys at the top, though, that we definitely should be considering as always. But Ricky Weeks too on DraftKings. I kind of like that call, Josh. I think it's a good way to go. I'll probably get exposure to him later on. Pretty sure he's still outfield eligible on FanDuel. Yeah, he is. So when we get to the outfield, I'll bring him up again. But you know, I think that's a good call on DraftKings if you need a cheap one, for sure. But let's head over to second base, Josh. Who do you like at that position?
Second base has some decent options on this slate. I think that it's going to come down to where you want to spend your cap. I think that a guy like Jason Kipnis is in a good spot tomorrow, going against Musgrove here, who he has his troubles against lefties. Kipnis is probably going to be leading off. Got a lot of pop in his bat. We know what he can do, and I think that you could roster some Kipnis tomorrow. I also like if Ian Happ is in that lineup tomorrow, man, his price is still – I mean, they've adjusted it, but he's still a 3.9 on DraftKings, and I think that if he's batting cleanup tomorrow and Wrigley, I know I just keep going back to these Cubs, but, and like I said, I do think that Chase Anderson, he is a good ground ball pitcher, but he does tend to blow up, and this is a good spot for him to blow up. If he's going to give a bunch of runs, he's going to do it to the Cubs here, right? So Ian Happ is a guy that I'll have my eyes on tomorrow as the lineups get posted. As long as he's batting in the heart of that order, man, and he's still under 4K on DraftKings, I'm probably going to end up rostering him. I think that he's a good play here. And I also like Danny Murphy in tournaments. People usually tend to stay away from him in lefty-lefty matchups. But he actually hit lefties pretty decently. So, you do have to pay up for him if you're going to take him. So you'll have to make some adjustments throughout, find value somewhere else. But I think that you shouldn't be afraid of playing Murphy in tournaments. So, I want to like Neil Walker, but after watching him leave so many runners on base today, it's tough, he had so many good opportunities today driving runs and just didn't get it done. So, I'm not sure if I'll be too crazy on Neil Walker against Chavez tomorrow. It's a tougher matchup today than it was yesterday. So I don't know if I'll really like him too much. But, yeah, that's probably where I like I like Kipnis a lot. Ian Happ, if he's in the lineup. And Murphy as a tournament option in a lefty-lefty matchup. How about you?
Yeah, I don't love second today, but yeah, there's options to consider. Yeah, Neil Walker hurt my feelings yesterday. I'm definitely gonna consider going back to the well, but I don't know how much I'll be on him for sure. He's not popping as much as he was yesterday, but he's a guy I'm still definitely gonna consider for sure on the slate. Daniel Murphy, I don't think I'll go there, but I get it. If he's gonna be underowned, yeah, he's Daniel Murphy. He's pretty good. Don't want to disrespect Jose Altuve, man. He's pretty good, too. Yeah, I know he gets Danny Salazar, but he's a pretty good hitter. So I think those would be two contrarian options if you have the money you can pay for. But it doesn't seem like a spot when I'm looking at roster construction where I'm really going to pay up a ton. I think the Ian Happ call is a good call in DraftKings. On FanDuel, 3.3K, I'm not really feeling. I think I'll just rather go Jason Kipnis. I think he's the clear chalk. I think he's the clear option that we want to play. One of the better spots to go to for, him. I think this is a good spot for him. So I'll be playing him. I also like DJ LeMahieu. He's got a cheap price tag at 2.9K. A Jonathan VR against a Jake Arrieta. Jake Arrieta was atrocious against stolen bases last year. So if VR gets on, I'm sure he'll be down to run, their division opponents. He's seen Arrieta a ton, so I'm sure he'll be looking to run a lot. So I think VR is a good option too. I just like him because there's like tons of outs with him. We got the wind blowing out. If he gets on base, he'll be stealing. So yeah, VR is a guy I like a ton. And then it kind of, from there it kind of drops off a ton for me. There's some guys, but they're not that good. So maybe if we get the Tommy La Stella in the lineup at second for 2.1K on FanDuel, I could see that. But, man, it's not my favorite spot to go. But there's some options. For me, I like Kipnis, VR, and DJ LeMahieu. That's mainly, I think, the spots I'll be living in on FanDuel. And I think he ain't happy. He'd probably be batting cleanup, so I'm going to have to consider him, too. I don't want to downplay. I just don't love the price upgrade a ton. But you brought up some good points with him, with the price. It still could be decreased, especially with that wind, and we're going to want to have tons of Cubs. But I think those are some good second baseman options that I have a lot of interest in. How about you, Josh? Who are your three favorite second basemen?
I would go Kipnis, Hap, and second base LeMahieu is priced up a bit too much on DraftKings at 4.4K. I'd rather go Kipnis for cheaper there. So Kipnis, Hap, and who else would I be interested in here? I think I might just stop my second base exposure there. Oh, I said Murphy, lefty-lefty in tournaments, but that's only in tournaments. For cash, I'm probably just going to either go Kipnis or Hap, and it's probably going to be the majority of my second base lineups are going to set my lineups in the second base will be Kipnis or Hap.
Yeah, it's not bad. I also don't mind Cesar Hernandez, but I don't know if I'll definitely go there. He'll be like, again, probably an outside looking in type guy. But second base is a spot I don't think we love a lot. Probably going to be a spot where I keep kind of a tight core when I'm doing my tournament. So let's head over to third base, Josh. Who's your favorite guy at third base?
Now, as much as I love CeCe, as I said earlier, CeCe is one of my favorite real life pitchers. I'm a huge Yankee fan and huge CeCe Sabathia fan. Longo is so cheap on DraftKings. I know that on FanDuel he's a bit trickier. He's 2.8K, but on DraftKings he's 3.6K, which is
2.8K is really cheap on FanDuel, in my opinion.
What's
he on DraftKings again?
It's 3.6. That's just so cheap on DraftKings. Like, I almost feel
Tags.
Yeah, my hand is forced here. He started off slow against lefties this season, but we know Longo is the guy that you want to have against lefties. His career numbers are there. He's due for some positive regression here against lefties. And Sabathia giving up a very high fly ball rate here. And as I said, that'll probably help him in this matchup. And I don't think that the Rays by any means are going to just like as a team are going to go crazy. But I think that Longo is a solid one off you could take at third base. You could connect him with maybe like a Sousa or Ricky Weeks, who I mentioned earlier. But Longo at 3.6 is probably just going to be a staple in my cash game lineups on DraftKings just because that price is so cheap. And he gets to face a lefty who gives a high fly ball rate to righties and, pretty decent hard contact numbers to righties as well. And his high home run to fly ball ratio too. So Longo is the guy I want to have at that price tag at third base on DraftKings. I think you could look at Rendon here against Jaime Garcia. I think that he's in a good spot. Hits lefties well. Probably going to be batting around sixth in the order. He is priced at 4.1K. So again, that price tag on Longoria is a lot more appealing to me. So I'd rather go there. But Rendon's definitely in play. Obviously, Chris Bryant is going to be in play here. I don't know if I want to pay up for him in this the matchup against Chase Anderson. And you kind of want to pick and choose where your Cubs exposure is going to go. If you're doing like a full Cubs stack, you have to have Chris Bryant in there. But again, 3.6 for Longoria. I'd rather take that cap savings and go there. And the last guy I'd probably have interest in here would be Suarez. I think Suarez going against Freeland, I think it's a good spot for him. 4.1K on DraftKings is a fair price. Guy's just been hitting the ball real well this season and seeing the ball well. And you want to get guys when they're seeing the ball well. He's hitting over 300 this season, 8 home runs, 25 RBIs. So he's been showing some pop in his bat. He's, putting the ball over the fence. So I think that he's a guy you could target here. I think Suarez is a guy you could target. Reds are projected to score a bunch of runs. So you want to try to get some Reds exposure if you can. And if I'm going to get some Reds exposure, I'll probably end up going to Suarez for it and start there. Probably build around that if I want to get more. So, yeah, I'll go Longo for the price. I like Suarez a lot here in this spot. I think Bryant's, he's in play. He's a good play. I just don't know if I want to pay that price tag for him. So that's where my third base exposure is going to be. Mostly Longoria with a mix of Suarez and Chris Bryant. How about you, Travis?
Yeah, so third base is loaded today, Josh. Absolutely love the position. So many spots to go. Chris Bryant's clearly... I think the chalky guy, a lot of people want to go. They're going to want to put him in their stacks and whatnot. You're going to want to have him in cash games if you can. Like him a ton on the slate. It just matter if you have the money for it. I get going down to Evan Longoria for cheap, but Team BVP, just want to give his shout out. He, crushes. He's Sabathia 30 for 73 with 7 home runs. So Team EVP will be all over Longoria, and I think it's a good way to save money as well if you have to at the position with paying up for Archer. So I get doing that if you want to. But man, third base is absolutely loaded, like tons of options we can go to in tournaments. My pivot off of Chris Bryant, who I think is one of, like, could be one of the top options on the slate, is Nolan Arenado. Like, him against Bronson Arroyo, it just feels like it's a home run waiting to happen. Like him a ton in this spot. I just think he's like a really good tournament pivot off of Chris Bryant. You know, when I'm making my lineups, if I'm looking at third base and I'm not playing, you know, Chris Bryant a full Cub stack, say it's like, you know, I'm looking for like a third baseman one off. I'm not going to play a chalky Chris Bryant. I'm just going to go to Nolan Arenado. I think he's in a great spot. I think Travis Shaw is a good option against Jake Arrieta. Like him a ton. Mike Moustakas, he's popping a lot for me against Alberto Mejia. Like, I mean, this is a good spot for him too. Manny Machado against flyball pitcher, you know, that's another good spot. Jed Jericho, who's, you know, better against right-handed pitching, against Matt Cain, who's terrible, that's a good spot. Anthony Rendon against a lefty, you know, it's good Nationals exposure, interested in that. Eugenio Suarez against a lefty, who's, you know, and we want exposure to that Cincinnati game. So, you know, I agreed with a lot of points you said on him. And I forgot to mention Miguel Sano. Like, I mean, he's one of the best hitters in baseball right now, and he gets a matchup against Ian Kennedy, who's a fly ball guy. So I think it's absolutely loaded. You know, I'm going to try my best to just kind of go overweight on as many guys as possible as I can. I'll look at ownership and I'll try and figure out ways just to go overweight on whichever guys I can, and try and get as try to spread my exposure out as much as I can where I'm not spread out too much though. So that's kind of where I'm looking at third base. But yeah, Josh, give me your, I'm going to limit you here. I know third base is loaded, but give me two third basemen that are your favorite options on the slate.
Oof, that's tough. Obviously Longoria is one of my favorite. I'll go Longoria and Chris Bryant. I know it's like the super chalk special at third, but, That's where I'll want to go there. But I do like what you said about the Arenado pivot, because if people have the cap to pay up at third, they're probably going to go Chris Bryant. So I think that's going to limit Arenado's ownership here. And he does have a great matchup against Arroyo in a great park. So I do like him a lot. But I'll say for my top two, I'll go Longoria and Chris Bryant. How about you, Travis?
Yeah, so I'm gonna lay off the options you have and just give the listeners two different ones, just, you know, because obviously we like them. But I think for me, Arenado, he's going to be one guy I'm going to try and get a ton of my lineups for tournaments. Like him a lot. And then the next one I'll go to, it's a tough decision for the last one. I mean, you know, looking at it, I like Machado a lot. But I think it's going to be Jed Jericho for me. I like Jericho a lot. Yeah, he's third base eligible. On both DraftKings and FanDuel, I just like him a ton. Feels like a good spot for him to hit a home run. So, yeah, I like him. I think he's a guy I'm going to end up going to in tournaments. So, yeah, that's about it for third for me, though. Josh, shortstop, who you like over there?
One guy that's popping up on my list here is Zach Cozart. Going against Freeland, I think that Cozart's in a good spot here. Guy's been absolutely mashing the ball this season. Like, he's been hitting the ball really well and showing some power, too. He's got four home runs, but he's hitting .352 this season. And I know that we don't like to go by batting average too much, but, like, for a guy to have a batting average over .350 at this point in the season, you know, he's hitting the ball well, you know. So he's a guy that I'm definitely going to have interest in here and against Freeland, against this lefty. Great ballpark too, as we said. You know, everyone in Cincinnati gets a boost when they play there. That's a great hitter's park, so I do like Cozart here a lot. If I have the cap, I think Trey Turner is a good play too against Garcia. We know that he hits lefties well, best at the top of that order. It's a very potent offense too. We see him score a ton of runs throughout the season. Their implied total is close to five runs here, so I think Trey Turner is a great play if you have the cap to go there at shortstop. You know, as far as like looking for value plays at shortstop, it's going to get a little dicey. You know, there's not too many value plays that I'm particularly in love with. I have my eyes on Diaz on the Cardinals here. He's 3.7K on DraftKings, and it gives you some exposure to that Cardinals offense, which is good. They are implied to score, you know, over 4.5 runs here. So they're going to put some runs on the board here against Matt Cain. That regression is coming, like I said. If it comes here, then, you know, having Diaz there will definitely help out your lineups, because he'll get some points there. And I think Lindor is also in play against Musgrove. 4.5K on DraftKings. If I, you know, at that same price, I'd rather go Cozart, but I could definitely see some merit going to Lindor if you're going to make some Indians lineups and you want to have some correlation there. Like if you're going to have Kipnis, you know, you can handcuff him to Lindor if you want to go that route. So yeah, most of my interest here is going to be in Cozart and Trea Turner, hoping that I have the cap to suspend. And as I build my rosters, I'll try to find a way to squeeze those guys in. How about you, Travis?
Yeah, I agree with a lot of those guys. Definitely seems like a spot where I'll spend up more. Trea Turner, how many years is not, you know, he's a lefty, but he's not that good at holding runners. Like Trea Turner a lot. Zach Cozart, going to have interest in him for sure. Addison Russell, you know, that Cubs game, I'll definitely think I'll look at him a lot. But shortstop's not a spot I like a lot. It's not a big fan of it. I think Eric Sogard's interesting. He's batting leadoff against Jake Arrieta. Just a nice, cheap value play you can go to. Tournaments, I'll probably go back to the well on Brandon Crawford. He's been good to me, and I'll probably go back to him against Wainwright. Like his chances to hit one out. So I've been rostering the last two games. He hasn't really got me there completely yet, but he hasn't got me zeros. He's done pretty well hitting the ball. So I'm going to take my chances on Crawford again in tournaments and go back to the well there and hope it's the day Adam Wainwright gives up one to him. So, it's a spot where I'm looking to spend a lot more than not a ton of value. I think Sogard's a guy you can go to for some value, but it's going to be a spot where I'd probably look to spend up. Shortstop as usual. It's not always too loaded, but I don't know, man. Like Trea Turner seems like the guy if I have to pick one. I'm going to try and get my lips. Like I said, it just feels like a really good spot. If you're playing arcade mode, I kind of like him for a Jack in the Bag candidate here. I think
Jack in the Bag. There it is. Yep.
Yeah. Good spot for him, man. He get the stolen base and the home run here. So I like that idea on this slate. Is that it for you, Josh? Shortstop? Want to move on to outfield already?
Well, just real quick, I'm trying not to pick on CC as I said too much, but I think that there's some merit to going Tim Beckham on DraftKings.
Yeah, that's a good call
for 3,400. You know, the guy has a lot of pop in his bat. He's put up 7 home runs already this season, and he hits pretty well. For average, and his WOBA against lefties is pretty solid here. So I think that Tim Beckham is a guy for value if you're looking, like I said, tread lightly with these Tampa Bay bats. But
agreed. Yeah. I think you play these guys in the stack. I think that's kind of the point. Like, yeah, we've mentioned them throughout the show, but like, I think it's like one of those things, like you play them in the stack. We're not like super high on them and loading them a ton in our lineups. But I think it's like one of those like, you stack them together type of deals.
Yeah, if you need like if you super need a cheap shortstop, like if you're in love with your lineup and you have like only a little bit of cap left at shortstop, like I wouldn't fault you for going Beckham here. You know, if you don't have the money for like Turner or like Cozart, so that's where I would want to go. So yeah, just wanted to put that out there that these Tampa Bay bats are in play. Just you know, tread lightly.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's over outfield, Josh. Give me your top outfielders.
All right, so looking at outfield right now, there's a few guys that are popping on my list. And, you know, if you're listening to the show, if you've been listening to the show, you know that one of my favorite things to do with outfielders is correlate. I like to usually take two outfielders, you know, take outfielders in bunches from teams because if, generally speaking, if one outfielder is in a good spot on that team, you know, the other outfielder is going to be in play too. If I have the cap here from Mike Trout, by the way, as a one-off, I think he's in an excellent spot here against Tommy Malone. Guy's been just absolutely shredding the ball. Yeah.
My friend's going to the game tomorrow, and I was like, he's a Trout fan. First baseball game he's going to. He's kind of just gotten to like baseball pretty recently. And I was talking with him, and I was like, dude, Mike Trout's hitting a home run tomorrow, just so you know, you're going to see it. So I agree with that take. I think he's going to hit a home run for sure. It feels like a good spot for him against Malone.
Yeah, he's been shredding the ball. I mean, the guy is incredibly talented, and he hits lefties. He hits righties well, too, but he hits lefties really well. And, you know, Malone is just not a guy to be afraid of. So if you have the cap, you know, go for Trout. But he's just, I mean, he's as expensive as, like, the cheapest pitchers on the slate now. You know what I mean? So it's, you kind of have to figure out, like, you know, do you have the cap to roster him? If you do, definitely get him in there. I think I'd like him more as a one-off here. There's no one else in this Angels lineup that I'm really too interested in. So so Trout would be my one-off outfielder here that I would want to pick if I had the cap for it. Outside of that, you know, Schwarber's definitely in play here. His price tag's still reasonable on DraftKings at 4.3K. Guy has a lot of pop in his bat. hits the ball well, hits righties really well, especially at home, and he gets a righty at home in Chase Anderson. So with that wind blowing out, I think that Schwarber is definitely a fine play here. Outside of that, another combo that I do have some interest in would be with the Rockies here. I think that Blackman, Gonzalez, and Cargo and Desmond are all in play. Particularly really liking Blackman and Cargo here. I think that they make a great combination. Again, Blackman's price is just up there, 5.5. Like, if it comes down to Trout or Blackman here because of the same price, I'd rather go Trout. But if I'm going to play Cargo, then I'd want to stack him with Blackman. If you want to go that Arenado play, as Travis mentioned earlier, this is a great spot to correlate with the outfielders. I think that they'd make a fine correlation play here to Arenado if you want Blackman or Cargo. And I also have some interest in these Mets lefties again. Not as much as I did yesterday against Meyer. That was that matchup was much better. And they did have a lot of opportunities. They just didn't deliver. I mean, they got a lot of guys on base. They just couldn't drive them in. Still scored 7 runs, like I said. Should have scored a lot more. But yeah, I think that Conforto and Bruce and Granderson will all be in play again tomorrow at home against Chavez. So, yeah, that's where a lot of my interest is going to be. You could play some of these Baltimore outfielders too, and I think coming off of a chalky day where they're not going to be as chalky here, I think that you could get them at a lower ownership. You could go with like Adam Jones, some Seth Smith against a fly ball pitcher, as you mentioned, Marco Estrada. So I think that's another place to go. And last but not least, you got the Washington outfielders too. I think that Jason Wirth is a fine play here. If you're going to go with Jason Wirth, I wouldn't be afraid of touching Harper here, who's 4.7 on DraftKings, which is pretty fairly priced for him. That's I know that he's had his struggles against lefties, but if you're going to end up playing some of these guys, like you have Turner, you could handcuff him to Wirth, or maybe correlate with Harper. So that's where my interest is going to lie. I do have a lot of interest in those Rockies outfielders. Interest in Mike Trout as a one off. And I do like the Cubs outfielders as well. Schwarber is the Cubs outfielder I have my interest in. I think Schwarber also makes a fine one off, but I think it's
kind of too chalky to be a one off. Yeah, it'll be too chalky.
Well, in cash, I mean, you're not really worried about that, but it's just it's going to be tough to have a one off from the Cubs tomorrow. That's my point. Is you're going to have multiple Cubs bats. You should have multiple Cubs bats in your cash games tomorrow. Just want to make that clear.
Yeah, I also don't think you're one off in Schwarber and cash. I think you're playing a ton, like you said, loading up on them for sure. I wonder what I'll do in tournaments because it might be one of those days where it's like, question is how many Cubs are, you might have to play 2 or 3 in every lineup. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure exactly, but yeah, we're going to have tons of interest in the Cubs. So Schwarber, he's like one of my top cash game options. Going to like him a ton, but you talked about my Rockies that I like. I like the Blackman Cargo combo, especially on Candle. Like Cargo is only 2.8K, man. Like,
oh, he's so a cash cheap. Game option that I'm
gonna have. Yeah, I'll have a ton of interest in him. We talked about the Mets a little bit. You know what the Mets feel like? They feel like that stack that just we talk about on the slate, and we just don't have the brawl strength. They're just outside looking in, and I think that's what's going to happen with them. So I kind of just feel like it's. I wanted to say that, like I said, I just think it's going to be one of those stacks that we have mild interest in, but if you like them, you can go ahead. But I think that's what's going to end up happening for sure for my team. So I get liking the lefties, but I just don't think it's going to be somewhere I end up going. I get the argument for it, though. I'm not going to talk you out of it if you're in love with that today. Adam Duvall, I think, is a nice one-off guy. You can go for Cincinnati exposure, like him too in the stacks as well. I'd want to make sure I have him in there. Ian Desmond too. You can throw him in with the Rockies. Good option. I don't know if I'll go back to the Baltimore well a ton. Maybe just like a couple guys, but I don't know exactly how I'm gonna attack Baltimore yet. It's gonna be something I look at ownership and kind of make more decision on. Some outfielders I like a lot on this slate. I like the Dexter Fowler, Randall Grichuk. Those Cardinals outfielders I'm gonna have a ton of interest in. Steven Piscotty. Even maybe a Tommy Pham. I'm not loving a roster Tommy Pham, but I'll probably have a little interest in him too. But it's more so Fowler and Grichuk are the two guys I have a ton of love for today. I think Seth Smith is a great cash game option. Going to look at him for sure in cash. And yeah, Ben Zobrist, too, another Cubs outfielder we're going to have to, you know, have interest in on the Cubs side of the ball. He's only 3K on FanDuel. But yeah, for me, that's kind of about it. I kind of think I have like a nice tight core for outfielder in tournaments that I'm going to go to. It kind of feels like those Rockies and those Cardinals outfielders are two that I like a ton and I'm going to target a lot in my lineups. But yeah, that's about it for me for outfield. I'm going to keep it nice and tight with my core on that in tournaments for sure. But yeah, there's a ton of cash games options that I think we're going to find for cheap. And on top of that, you know, it's Sunday, and I always say this on Sundays. Have not done this. So if you made your bet towards the end of the podcast for me to mention this, you are the winner, but it's a Sunday, and you know what Sundays mean. Guys get off days, so there'll be some value everywhere on the slate. So just be sure to be looking out during lineup locks for the outfield. Yeah, that's about it. Anything else at outfield for you, Josh? Or you want to head over to the stack of the slate for us, the lock and load stack?
I'm ready for the lock and load stacks, Travis. Let's do it.
All right, Josh, hit me with it. You sound like you're all ready and prepared and juiced up for this one. So give me your lock and load stack.
Oh, wait, you're putting it on me first? I was getting ready for you to go, man.
What are you talking about?
Putting it on you. Putting it on me first?
Nah, yeah. Oh, well, I'll go first. Yeah, if you're not ready, I can go first. I have mine pretty set up already. I already know it. I'm ready to go. So
I'm just more curious. You sounded excited. I'm excited because I want to see where you're going to go. You go ahead. You kick it off. I want to see where your lock and load stack is. Because I have no idea.
I think I showed my hand a little.
No,
I don't. I think I showed my hand.
If you say the Rockies, it'll make sense. Is that where you're going?
Yeah, I showed my hand in the outfield. So here's the issue. I don't know what the weather situation is going to be in Cincinnati. So Rockies are one of them. I'm going to have a ton of interest in. I feel like it could clear out, though. Like I said, I'm looking at little storm clouds on RotoGrinders website where it shows where there's rain. So I'm not really doing a huge analysis on this. So I'll be looking for Roth for sure. So it could totally clear or whatever. He'll look at the models and post those on Twitter. But yeah, Rocky Stack is one of my favorite stacks against Bronson Arroyo. I always love stacking against him. He's a bad pitcher. He should not be in this league anymore. And he is the guy I'm looking to stack against. If we don't get that stack, I don't want to be stackless, Josh. I don't want to be without a lock and load stack. I don't want to be left out. So I will also give you the Cardinal stack. Huge fan of that too. I think that's going to be one I go to against Matt Cain. I think it's a good spot for, you know, we can get a lot of power home runs there. Fowler, Grichuk, Carpenter, J.J. Erko. There's a bunch of options there. I like those are four I'm going to target a ton, and I'll probably sprinkle another guys too I'll have interest in. So got to look out for that lineup, though. Cardinals kind of move stuff around a ton, so I'm going to have to wait and see for the lineup. But yeah, that's another one. You know, if I don't have the Rockies one, I will be making sure to have a Cardinals one, and I will definitely try and build a Cardinals and Rockies stack on FanDuel for sure. I'll definitely try and be working one of those if I can. So hopefully I'll be able to make that happen and it'll look nice enough. But yeah, who you got, Josh? I think I've stalled enough for you. I think you're ready. Who you got for your lock and load stack?
Oh man, I really like those Cardinals too. And just, you know, side note that the projected lineup for the Cardinals for tomorrow, there's not a hitter in there that's priced over 4K at DraftKings. They're all 3.8K and below. So you get a nice cheap stack out of them too. So I think that's something that's good because you could still get the pitching you want to get in there with that stack. So I'm bored with that. I think before I go with mine, I think we could both agree that the Cubs stack is definitely going to be the chalkiest and definitely in play. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I was taking them off. I probably should have mentioned that. Like, I didn't say it before, but I mean, there's no point of – I mean, everyone's going to know once that total comes out. But we should say it again. Like, it's going to be the best hitting environment to go to. So, yeah, I say we don't touch that game at all.
Yeah,
when we do go to lock and load stacks.
Yeah, but because it's a given. It's like, you know, that's where you want to go tomorrow. That's definitely going to be a popular stack and you should play Cubs hitters tomorrow. But I'll go with my lock and load stack. I'm going to go with the Washington Nationals here. Vegas has their implied run total very, very high, close to 5 on the slate, which is, I believe, they're at where are they at right now? Their implied run total is 4.81, which is tied with the Colorado implied run total, team total. And we don't have a team total yet for the Cubs, but I'm sure it's going to be up there. So as of right now, they have the highest implied team total on the slate. they got a great matchup against the lefty. There's a lot of righties in this lineup that can mash lefties. There's also lefties in this lineup that can hit lefties as well. Like I said, you know, Danny Murphy can hit lefties. You know, Bryce Harper could still hit lefties too. But I do have a lot of interest in Trey Turner, Worth, Zimmerman, and Rendon. I think that they all make fine plays. And Waiters is a nice cheap pump play at catcher too, if you want to complete the stack at 2.8K on DraftKings. As long as he's starting, you know, as Travis said, keep in mind guys get off days. Typically the catchers get some rest days, so keep an eye on that. But I'm going to go with the Nationals as my lock and load stack on this slate. I think that they'll go under-owned with all the attention being on the Cubs. I think that you'll get a lot of these Nationals at a lower ownership than they should be with their value. So that's where I'm going to go with my lock and load stack. Get those Nationals in there. Natty it up.
Yeah, I like that. And they'll probably go on their own because people will be on the Cubs and paying a lot of their money there. So, yeah, you might be able to get them pretty for good ownership on this slate. That's about it for us, guys. Thank you for listening. Again, give us a follow on Twitter. And, you know, thanks for listening. Enjoy talking to you guys. You know, we'll be back next weekend for the holiday Memorial Day weekend. So we will be back and, you know, ready for another slate of baseball and keep on grinding. So again, this is for me and Josh Sir Giant, and I'm your host Travis Mangone. We are out.
Peace.